Blog Talk Radio.
Recruiting Animal here on May 27th, 2020. Just a short little intro. I want to talk about one of my biases. I'm going to confess something, okay? I was reading a posting on a Facebook group today, and a recruiter explained how she engages with people whom she wants as clients. She connects with them on LinkedIn. She sends them a cheerful message, which I hate, okay? But we'll get into that later. Then she continues, she says, to conversate with them. She conversates with them. And I've always thought that the word converse. Yeah, right, Jerry. It's converse.
Well, I'm sorry. You said that word, and I'm pissed off. I hate that word.
Me too. Conversate sounds ignorant. It sounds ignorant to me, right? But I checked Google, and Grammarly says it's a non-standard word, but nevertheless a real word that might become standard in the future. I don't think so, okay? But I recognize that using a non-standard word doesn't mean that someone is dumb, okay? That's just my initial reaction, okay? I react the same way when someone wants to say lose, L-O-S-E, and spells it loose, L-O-O-S-E. I think they are dumb, okay? But I know better, but that's my reaction, okay? So I'm guessing, though, really, word choice and spelling are probably no more significant than finding out that someone likes chocolate ice cream best and you like vanilla. But I'm going to ask other people, like my good friend Jerry, what show is this?
This is the Recruiting Animal Show!
Jerry, I don't like when you fade out at the end like that. That was a good shout, but
I don't give a fade out. Hey, don't ever tell me how to do it again.
Okay.
I'm the professional. Now, if you want to say something off air, you know what I'm saying, then we'll talk about it. But right now,
hey,
no.
How's the band going during this COVID crisis? I was wondering about that the other day.
We just started practice a couple of weeks ago. Lost some shows, of course, but we've taken matters into our own hands and going to have a party over at my place.
Wow! Oh boy,
June 27th.
Okay.
June 27th, big party over here. Hog roast. Yeah, kegs.
Wow, my cousin invited me over to his pool this afternoon, and I said, no, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Jerry, and I'd like to thank my sponsors, Honeit, HONEIT.com, the online interview recording. Yeah, online interview recording technology, audio, video, full searchable transcript, PCRecruiter.net, the Swiss Army knife of recruiting software. It is versatile. Let me tell you, it is customizable. Let me tell you, okay? And finally, HireTool, HIRETUAL.com, the super-duper sourcing tool that everybody, all the respectable recruiters, all the admirable recruiters rave about whenever there's a discussion of sourcing software on any of the recruiting Facebook groups. Our guest today is an old friend. I was going to talk to him without opening his mic. Benjamin Nader. Ben Nader, N-A-D-E-R. He has no Twitter account anymore. Ben Nader, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate coming back on.
Good.
Old friends, right?
Yes, we're old friends.
Hi, Ben.
I noticed. Let me embarrass you though, before we get going. Let me get going.
Well, that's the whole time.
I noticed on LinkedIn. You're out of character there. You've got a persona on your YouTube channel is always the same. The guy, a guy today on Twitter, when I posted your picture, he said, "I didn't know Luke from the Gilmore Girls had become a recruiter." Okay, you've got your baseball cap on backwards, and your T-shirt, and your grungy-looking plaid flannel shirt on top of that, right? Okay, but on LinkedIn, you've got a picture of yourself in a tie and a jacket, and you've got hair, okay? So obviously you're trying to portray a different image. What's going on there?
I don't know. There's just different images of myself, and that's just how they've been, never changed them.
I'll pass on. I'm going to get to, in a second, the introduction about who you are, but let's get to some practical stuff because, you know, the show's 10 minutes in and we haven't done anything yet, okay? You answer the phone.
What a waste of time. You use a cell phone. Yeah.
You use a cell phone, and you answer the phone.
Yeah.
"Hello, this is Ben." It doesn't matter if it's work or personal. Am I right about that?
That is false. If I know who's calling, I'll just, you know, if it's my dad, I'll just pick up and say, "Hey, what's up," or whatever. But if it's an unknown number, yeah, I'll say, "Hello, this is Ben."
You answer unknown numbers.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're a recruiter, right? You got to do that kind of stuff.
Really? So,
well,
Jerry, are you groaning for a reason, or are you just, you know?
Yeah, we're
digging right into the rocket science here.
God.
First off, how do you know I answer the phone?
Of course you answer the phone. Who doesn't answer their phone?
Everybody says they only answer numbers they recognize. Everybody.
Right.
Except you.
Everybody that's not a recruiter wanting to meet new people.
Uh-huh.
Right. So first off, how do you know I answer the phone that way? Like, "Hello, this is Ben."
Because you wrote about it on your group, okay? I do research.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay. I figured maybe
you put one picture of yourself on YouTube, another on LinkedIn. You say something on your group, and when I tell you about it, you try to deny it, okay? Don't do that on this show. I will catch you.
I know you will. Yeah.
Okay.
I learned from the last time.
I've got a question before we get too far into this.
I
applied to your... I wanted to get in your Facebook group, your six-figure group, and you didn't let me in. Was it because of my smart-ass answer when he said, will you subscribe to my YouTube channel? And I said no to.
Yeah, it was probably that. I think you applied three times, and I think that was it.
No.
That was about it.
Excuse me. Once. If maybe some other time by accident. I mean, I'm not a groupie.
Well,
I was just trying to get in and hang out, see what you're up to.
I think there was at least two times. One of them was probably because of that answer. The other one, probably just because.
You know, let me get in on this. Shame on you, Ben. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you know Jerry, okay? And you turned him away from your group, your Facebook group? Unbelievable.
Are you a member, Animal? Animal, are you a member?
Yeah.
How'd you get in?
I got an invitation. It was a long time ago.
Oh.
I don't remember when I joined.
You got the red carpet. And
so,
I get to sign up.
Hey, I put up a posting once. He moderates the postings, and he didn't let mine go up. Okay, he blocked it. But here, okay, I want to move on a bit. Okay, first of all, okay, we'll say Ben runs the six-figure.
For the record, I'm never applying again. That's it. I'm out.
Okay.
What are you even doing there, Jerry?
That's not a fair question.
That's a real fair question.
Because a lot of people like yourself, Jerry, want to get into the group, and everybody wants to crap on all the young recruiters. So
I wouldn't do that.
It adds up to that's pretty much what happens every time I'm on the show. So I wouldn't expect anything else.
Well, that's this thing, but I would suggest that you check out my recruiting group. I don't crap on any recruiters. I try to help as many people as I can. I dedicate a part of each day to giving back to the community because it's such a wonderful profession. I want everybody to have a chance at it.
Well, likewise, how long do you think it takes me to make a YouTube video? About 3 hours. I do one every day.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's introduce him now. Ben. Ben is
right.
He runs this. Jerry has a fantastic Facebook group. It's called Recruiters Who Actually Make Placements. I encourage everybody to join it. It's great. Ben has a very active Facebook discussion group as well. It's called the Six Figure Recruiter. Okay, and it's about how
plural.
You can start up. And become a recruiter from nothing. Is that a fair? Yeah, I want a yes or no answer to that, Ben. Is that a fair description?
That's an absolutely fair description. It's plural. Oh. It's six-figure recruiters.
Recruiters. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, and
yeah.
He offers. Okay, so he and so aside from all the discussions, he offers a free startup kit. It's free, right? And what's in it?
That's right. So in the
what's
startup
in
kit, you get. You get 4 cold email templates that have served me really, really well. You get about 15 really good subject lines that have converted quite well for me.
Or email. Email subject lines.
Email
yeah.
subject lines.
Uh-huh.
You get, I think I have 3 LinkedIn notes that have converted well for me for different types of scenarios. And then I also put in there 2 example contracts, one for
uh-huh.
temp. One for perm, direct
uh-huh.
hire.
Yeah.
So that's what I pack in there, and then everybody.
How do you
gets
get one?
Free,
if I've never got one. How do I get it? Do you join the group and then send you a personal message, or is there an email that you send? How do you get one? How do you get the kit?
Yeah, you just send me a personal message, and then I'll ask you for your email, and then I'll just shoot it off to you.
Okay. Okay. And so you've also got now this mentorship program. Does that cost money?
Yeah, the mentorship costs money, yes.
So what is it? Now, first of all, this is what I'm going to come to. You claim
sure.
that one of your recent students for the six-figure mentorship program just landed
sure.
a $2 million deal. So tell us what the mentorship program is and then explain what happened there with that student.
Well, sure. So the mentorship program, I'm not here to promote the mentorship program, but it's a six-week-long
program. I'm asking you, okay?
Okay. All right. So the mentorship program is 6 weeks long. It contains 12 pre-recorded modules where I teach everything A to Z, client acquisition, recruiting, sourcing, contracts, everything in between. Everything you need to know if you learned about recruiting yesterday. Let's just put it that way, all right? So recruiting value proposition, we start there, and we go all the way to, placing your first candidate with your client. Fee structures, all that stuff. We also do –
Wait a second. So
once
hold on.
A week.
Anyone who's on the line, mm-hmm. anyone who's on the line, please feel free to interrupt and say or raise your hand, say, I got a question, okay? And I'll give you a chance, so don't worry anybody. But here's my question about that. You've already got a ton of YouTube videos. What do you do? Just organize them so the person gets those videos in a rational
No,
way?
No. No, let me debunk this real fast. A lot of people ask me this question. They say, hey, Ben, is your program just made up of your YouTube videos? And it's entirely false. Here's the deal. My modules are an hour long, and they deep dive and all the way into the implementation of everything you need to do to actually make the thing work. Okay? So when I do an 8-minute video about how to put your contract together and set up a spread or a margin and your bill rate or whatever, that's just showing you the peripherals, right? But when I talk about contracting and staffing in my modules, that's an hour-long deep dive into general liability insurance, workers' comp, yada yada, perfect niches.
Okay,
for
and do they get to have
any
personal
stuff.
Conversation? If they have questions, do you answer questions?
Absolutely, yeah. Once a week, we have a group Zoom video conference, and it goes for about 2 hours, and everybody and anybody can just hop on, and it's a Q&A party.
Okay, and do you want to tell us how much it costs?
People can PM me for pricing.
What?
People
what?
Can direct
Mickey
message
price?
Me for pricing.
Okay, you talk to you about pricing. You don't want to make an announcement. Okay, how did this woman get the $2 million deal? How long had she been involved with your mentorship program? How much recruiting experience? What kind of business was it in? What is a $2 million deal? I don't even know what that means.
So here's the deal. This woman named like Tiffany, she's an experienced recruiter. Okay, so she didn't come in my program, learn everything, and then go outside and make $2 million. What she had under her belt was about 20 years of experience. Okay, she joined my group, she joined the program, and she basically fine-tuned some skills, which pretty much we talked a lot about it afterwards. And it had a lot to do with email, email messaging, and follow-up techniques. And then basically that's pretty much what she credited getting her deal with, those particular skills. So I'm not going to sit here and take credit and say, oh, she went through the course, she got a $2 million deal.
Hey, hold on. Yeah, she'd been a recruiter for 20 years, and did she ever get a $2 million deal before she spoke to you? No. Okay? If I was you, I would be doing just what you say. You say one thing on the show, but I was at your group this morning, and you announced, you didn't say, I don't take any credit, okay? You say, look at this. This woman in my mentorship program just signed a deal, okay? And she said something like she owes it
Can
all
I
to
ask?
You. Or, well, go ahead.
Well, yeah, but is that taking credit? I didn't go out of my way and take credit.
I won't.
I just want to know what a $2 million deal is.
Yeah, what is it?
What is a $2 million deal?
Okay, so here's what happened. She got a deal for 13 dialysis nurses that were going to work 24/7 for 13 weeks straight. And the bill rate was something like $110. And so she basically, if you do the whole math, you do it all out, essentially the gross revenue on the whole deal, it's contract nurses, and the whole deal comes out to about $2 million. Gross revenue.
How can someone work 24/7? They sleep in the operating room or what?
No, they're doing split shifts and, you know, switching on and off and all that stuff.
Kind of a side question, but relevant. So now that she's a seven-figure recruiter, is she going to be kicked out of the group?
Out, yeah.
Because you don't let them in there.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Michael G. Cox, I just opened up Michael G. Cox, microrecruiter.com.
Yeah.
You want to say something?
You got me rolling.
Did you want to say something?
The name of his Facebook group to the seven-figure recruiter.
I would just call it the $2 million deal. Okay. Wow. I know. I'm impressed. What? This woman, like Tiffany, okay, she was humble enough. She's been in the business 10 times longer than you or something like that, and yet she was willing to learn from you, okay? That's a sign of character.
There's a lot of recruiters that are very senior that come through the program, 10 years, 5 years, you know, whatever, and all that stuff, 15 years, whatever they go through, and they fine-tune things, you know? And you know what? I'll tell you this. A lot of people want to come through, and it's not really about the hard skills. It's more about the soft stuff. It's more about, you know, getting your mind right, you know, getting organization set up. If you're leaving corporate, going solo, you're leaving an agency, how do you do that and how do you do it properly, whatever, that kind of thing. And, you know, I came from scratch, right? So what I teach people is just, hey, let's just bootstrap this thing and do it. So
yeah. Okay.
I come up
yeah.
With
okay.
My
fine. Fine.
On,
yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah. Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
I got. Let's get down. So first,
I
have to do an ad. Let me do an ad. Okay. HireTool. HireTool.com. They are the super duper sourcing tool. I keep saying the same thing. I don't want to tell you exactly how to use it again, but if you've got a big sourcing project, go there. Check it out. Every famous recruiter, whenever there's a discussion on a Facebook group about what are the best sourcing tools They all rave about Hire Tool. There's, you know, there's other good tools out there too, but everybody raves about Hire Tool. Okay, don't groan, Jerry. Okay, Honeit, HONEIT.com.
That wasn't me.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay, HONEIT.com. The online interview recording technology. It records your interview in audio. Now they got video if you want. It automatically turns everything into a searchable transcript, and you can create these little clips as well for the special questions. Send it on to the hiring manager, anybody on the hiring committee. They can hear the candidate's answer in their own words, with their own emotion, with their own sizzle.
That
okay?
is a brilliant idea. Brilliant idea.
Okay. Okay, and there's a history there Jerry's referring to, but I'll talk about another time. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just agreeing with the idea.
Yeah,
I love it.
I know you agree with it. Okay, and finally, I just want to get this. Oh, PCRecruiter.net, the Swiss Army knife of recruiting software. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're a kitchen table recruiter in your mother's basement, you know, like some of Ben's, students might be. Or if you're part of a big recruiting team in a giant company, big or small, they help you all. They love you all if you're a recruiter. And if, you know, it's very customizable, their software. But if you're afraid to customize it yourself, they're happy to help you. Okay, PCRecruiter.net. Mm-hmm. Okay, you promote Lead Leaper and Sales Navigator. Okay, tell us about that. Why, Ben?
Yeah, they're great tools. They're fantastic tools. Lead Leaper gives you about 3,000 emails off of LinkedIn. It's a Google Chrome extension, and it gives you 3,000 emails a month for $30 a month. Not all of them are solid. You got to check them on sites like NeverBounce.com and stuff like that. Maybe you can grab them as one of your sponsors. But anyways, they're not all verifiable. You got to check them through. But Lead Leaper is a game changer. A lot of people have been getting really good results from Lead Leaper. I don't get paid by any of these tools to talk about them. Of course, I definitely promote Sales Navigator. I think people should be always on Sales Navigator. I think.
Okay, why? Because that's a regular topic of discussion in your group. People are saying, why should I get Navigator?
Yeah.
I saw one guy, he's in Canada, and he said, it's $90 here, Canadian. We're on a budget.
Yeah.
He said, why should – he must be on a really tight budget if a recruiter can't afford under $100 for LinkedIn a month. How come he should still go for Navigator? What's so special about it?
Well, here's the deal. Here's what I think LinkedIn does. I think they kind of pull a marketing ploy. So you got your free LinkedIn – I think which we can all agree is kind of BS. You get pretty limited pretty quick. Then they jump you up to your premium, which is something like $66 a month. Okay, that's cool, but you get pretty limited also pretty quickly, and you can't see a lot of stuff that you need to see. And the interface doesn't allow you to do a lot of good filtering like Sales Navigator does. So you pop up the Sales Navigator, you can get some really good filtering in there for leads and accounts. So you can find decision makers and candidates, so you can do your sourcing and all your biz dev. And then everything above that, I think, is just extra kind of whipped cream that you really don't need. A recruiter light, and all that stuff.
Okay, and I'll just mention that all the top sourcers – as far as I can tell, they use the free LinkedIn, which you said is useless. I know Dean DaCosta does. And also, if you want to see all Dean DaCosta's tool list for sourcing, go to sourcingstuff.com. Sourcingstuff.com. It's all free. Dino's a great guy. Everybody loves him. And he tries to, as Jerry said, help recruiters. Okay? Somebody on your Ben, you know what? Like, this is something I don't know because I'm not in the United States, but you got a loan from the government because of this COVID crisis. Jerry, is that of interest to American recruiters? Should I ask them about that?
Sure. Why not?
What about Michael G. Cox? Jerry doesn't sound enthusiastic. Michael G. Cox, is that important?
I didn't get it. I didn't think it was something that I needed.
It's not that interesting.
What is an idle? What is an idle loan? EIDL. What is it? We'll do it fast.
An idle loan stands for economic injury disaster loan. And basically, what it is we have something here called the Small Business Administration or Association. I don't know what the hell it stands for, but anyways, they're giving out the loans, right? Okay, and you qualify based on how much business you do, like how much revenue you generate, this and that. You also qualify based on your credit history, as well as your own criminal, even your criminal background. So anyway,
yeah.
Long story short, I applied for it. It also comes along with a $10,000 free grant, like just free money. Okay.
Yeah.
So
not free.
Basically, I applied for it. I qualified for $50,000 for the loan. And basically what happened was they did a little switcheroo. Originally, they were just giving you the grant right up front. You'd get it. And then they would, you know, offer you this loan. Now, what happened to me, and I made this video about it, is I qualified for this big $50,000 loan, and I called the SBA and said, hey, how do I just get the grant? Because you know what I want to do. I just want to get the free money and say, to hell with the loan, of course. So you can't do that anymore now. So I was pissed off. I made a video about it because what they did is they put the grant inside the loan. So they're one and the same. So you have to get the loan.
Did you get it?
If you don't get it,
let's get to the
point. No, I didn't get it. I put it to bed. I didn't get it. And I'll put out another video today explaining.
Get the loan and then pay the loan back and keep the 10?
Well, I don't know. Multiple reasons. I just decided to not go for it.
Mm.
That 10, that's your money, Jerry, isn't it? That $10,000.
Yes, we all have to pay that back.
Well, I think it's my great-great-grandkids' money, but right now it's all digital, and it never even got printed. So, I guess 100 years from now, we're going to tell China to just screw off. We're not paying anybody anything. So, for right now, it's kind of like we won the lottery.
You had some interesting discussions on your group about guarantees, and somebody had a candidate that didn't. The candidate didn't last out the 3-month guarantee, but the client didn't want to replace them right away because of the COVID crisis. They wanted to take advantage of the guarantee later on. Okay, and nobody on your group seemed to think that was fair. What was your take on that, Ben?
Yeah, no, I agreed with the herd. I said that wasn't fair at all. I said that I'm not looking at the group right now. I know you're dissecting it, but basically –
No, I'm not. I made my notes already.
I wish I could look at it.
Okay, all right.
So
what I wrote in there is that the guarantee should expire – Or actually, what I wrote is I wrote out a clause for her. And this girl, she's actually Canadian, the girl in reference, and she was the one who had this complaint. I wrote her a clause that she should put in her contract, which states something to the effect of once hiring has begun engagement, meaning someone's been hired, at no point should the agency or the client stop the process whatsoever or pause the process in any event. And that's basically what I wrote. So
you can't tell a company that. You can't tell a company they can't stop the process. You can't tell a company they can't stop the process for any reason.
Why not?
Maybe I misheard
that.
Well,
you can say it, I guess.
I mean,
you can say that once you start interviewing, you have to hire somebody. I misheard that. I'm sorry. I'm totally not hearing what you're saying. I can't be.
So he hired someone, and he had to let the person go before the guarantee was up. So now she's still on the hook for the guarantee. She's still on the hook for the guarantee, but he said right then and there, he says, "Oh, I actually want to put.
Yeah, well, I explained it fairly well, Jerry. The thing is, it wasn't for the whole process.
Stop, animal. Animal. I understood that somebody was terminated during the guarantee. I mean, I can pick up
Ben
on that.
Wasn't
even
referring
with our,
to the,
even with
Ben wasn't referring
barrier.
To the whole process. He was just referring to the guarantee process. Cannot be interrupted.
Right. You can't say that. No way.
Okay.
So you're saying Ben is saying to this company that once they start interviewing for the replacement person, they cannot stop. They must hire somebody. That's ridiculous.
Well, they can't postpone it. They can't postpone it forever, so it's hanging over your head.
No.
Okay.
Right. But the clause is saying that the company cannot stop the hiring process for any reason.
Oh, you just didn't like the words.
I'm just
is that
saying
right?
Just,
you like the idea.
Of course. Those words are
if I'm a store
not the
owner,
right ones.
You come in my If I'm a store owner, you come to my store and you buy something, and the only policy
we're not talking about stores. We're talking
only
about
okay, let me move on. Let me move on. You're wrecking the show. You guys are wrecking the show.
We're not moving on.
Jerry's wrecking the show here.
No, I'm not wrecking the show just because I don't want to, gold ribbon misconstrued. Yeah, I'm trying to hash it out here, animal. You
don't
tell the company that once you start interviewing, you must hire someone. You cannot dictate that a company, because their position, especially during these times, has certainly changed.
So, okay, so
you can
do?
Tell them
the girl
you
hold it over her head for a year.
No, you.
Jerry, hold on. Let me. Ben,
hold
back
on.
Off.
No,
Jerry,
I'm
what's
not,
the solution?
I'm
Jerry,
answering
Jerry.
Hey,
Jerry.
I'm answering Ben's question. Animal.
What's the
I'm
solution?
Answering Ben's question. You
Stop
don't need to reiterate Ben's damn question. I heard his question, and I'll answer it.
What's the answer? What's the solution?
The
Jerry?
Answer. Why don't you ask me a different way, animal? The answer is you can certainly put a period of time on it. You can say replacement must take place within 90 days of termination. You can sure say that. Or you can say replacement must take place within 12 months following termination. But you cannot say once the interviewing process has started, you can't stop it. So I'm just offering advice. If anybody that would read that from a customer standpoint would think, that's absurd. That's all I'm saying. I'm not being rude or nasty. I'm just saying that clause. It looks ridiculous.
It makes sense now, but we didn't need
thanks for making
on.
It
He's
a huge, rough way to go, Admiral. God.
There's another issue. There's another issue.
Yeah.
Ben says... You should also add a clause that you replace the candidate up to a maximum of twice. So if the second candidate doesn't work out as well during the guarantee period, you will replace him or her, but you won't do it again. Only two replacements. Am I right, Ben?
I did write that, but then I did write a post retracting that.
I don't know. I think that seems reasonable. I mean, once you've replaced the person twice, there's a problem that we don't know about. So I there's nothing wrong with that. Sure.
Why did you back away from it, Benny?
Well, somebody mentioned that it would be industry standard to go with one replacement. And I said, well, that sounds about right. And I agreed with them. And I said, you know what? That'll be my opinion. So I went with it.
Okay,
so
you don't sound very – like it doesn't sound like a strong conviction. Anybody else on the line want to comment on that? Anybody?
Here's what
Michael
I'll comment on. This business of free replacements is absurd. Free is absurd. People think that free doesn't cost them anything. No, a placement costs me the same amount to generate, no matter whether I'm charging $1 million for it or $3. It's a resource of my companies. So – doing free replacements. I don't know why we're all doing this. I don't.
What else?
Haven't
what
for
else
years.
Do you do? I mean, how do you do it then?
prorated sliding scale down, you know, of the amount that they have credit for a refill.
Okay.
The last two replacements I've had have been, and that's within the last maybe 3 years, have all been on like day 70 or something when they've already paid.
Mm.
And so they have, at that point, 25% of the fee paid as credit for the next hire. Because free is,
so how about
free is just not something I do. No way.
So how about somebody,
okay, free
that's
isn't free.
So how about somebody, yeah, that's in six-figure recruiters, that's a younger recruiter, a newer recruiter, and this and that,
yeah,
and they're growing their business,
yeah,
and someone,
uh-huh,
like me, let's say 4 years ago, okay, working,
yeah,
with a warehouse, and they're giving me like 3 recs a month for forklift drivers or something, and they're giving me like, let's say, $75,000 in,
yeah,
business for the year, and then the next year they're giving me pretty much the same. Now,
yeah,
sometimes I would have, you know, throughout the year, I might have to do 2 replacements. And I would give them replacements for free,
yeah,
in that scenario, even,
yeah,
after the guarantee period. I know you're going to throw
sure
up, but I would give them replacements because they gave me so much business.
Yeah, that's cool. Because,
yeah,
I don't think it's, and I'm not disparaging anything. It's not quite as,
okay,
hard to replace a factory labor skill person as it is maybe in some,
correct,
other fields. That really does take,
agreed,
a couple months to go dial something in. And if you've got that synergy going and that's your pipeline and you can just pluck one out of there and replace,
right,
you know, the closer it is to a widget replacement, that's cool. I mean,
right,
all these are all overall business decisions. I mean, they're business strategies. So, yeah, whatever.
Okay,
whatever
I wanted
for
to
you,
ask
just,
Michael G. Cox. I wanted
free
to ask Michael G. Cox about this maximum of twice. Will you replace a person twice? Like, you actually,
no,
put 3 people into that job? Pardon me?
No. Historically, what I've done is I'll do a. I'm not going to do a. What is it called? Like a free replacement. I'm going to do a prorated credit towards your next one. Does that make sense?
Okay, that's what Jerry's doing essentially too, right? You know, a person stays a certain amount of time, we'll discount this much from a replacement,
yeah,
which is like the next search.
Hey, Jerry shared that information once in his group, and that's what I went with, man. Jerry,
okay,
thank you very much for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
glad it's
working for you.
Okay,
yeah,
but hold on a second, Michael G. Cox. Then let's say you work out that this second placement there is for 50% of the first fee, okay? And so if that second person is fired as well before the guarantee period is over, will you take 50% again of the 50%? So you're way down there. Your fee is very low at that time. Would you do that?
So it depends. I know you hate that, but the fact is, if it's a great client that has been, you know, providing lots of business, and I can see a lot of that on the horizon, I'll try and do something.
Can I ask, has this happened to anybody, or are we just now all picnicking in the world of freaky alternate reality?
No. Ben was addressing a real situation. It wasn't how many angels are on the head of a pin, okay? It was real.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, you were asking Michael G. Cox about it. So,
yeah.
Okay.
No,
that's,
well,
never happened to me.
I've never seen it happen.
Never
have you, Animal?
In my short
No,
career,
I never have,
had,
but it doesn't mean it can't. I thought it was an interesting.
Right. And if it happens after 2 times, after a while, you got to just sit down with the client and say, hey, shit, I don't know what's going on,
well,
but we need to figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you live in a world of absolutes, Animal, and I'm sure that.
Well, you know what? I was thinking. Well,
I'm
Michael
sure
G.
that
Cox
serves you
talking,
well.
Maybe I should start branding myself the black and white recruiter, but they might think it's a diversity issue. Though, you know.
Don't do that.
But let me do it, Adam. Okay. Let me do an ad. HireTool, HireTual.com. Did I spell it right, Jerry? Jerry's my cop on that one.
Yeah,
HireTual.com. The super duper sourcing tool that every great recruiter loves. PCRecruiter.net. The Swiss Army knife of recruiting software. It doesn't matter if you're a kitchen table recruiter or a super duper recruiter in a big company. They love you. They want to help you configure their software to meet your needs. Okay? And finally, Hone It. HoneIt.com. The online interview technology, audio, video, searchable transcript. Hey, deliver the information in a clip that tells you the sizzle that the candidate puts into his or her description of what they do, answering the key questions. Okay, anybody got an issue they want to raise with our friend Ben Nader of the Six Figure Recruiters Group? But you've got a website called Six Figure. What is it? SixFigureRecruiters.com. What is it, Ben?
SixFigureRecruiter.com.
Okay, you see, you got me before on the Facebook group, but the domain
right.
name is different. Six Figure
I'm all over
Recruiter.
The pictures.
Six
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, you know what, Ben? You're still working with these, like Jerry was talking about, these factory workers and forklift guys. Is that your focus still? Yes or no?
It's still my focus, yeah. Still my focus.
Okay.
Big time in that space.
I saw you telling somebody not to accept a 5% fee, but a 10% fee,
yeah.
Yes, go with it, but only as a door opener. So did you raise your fees since the last time we had you here?
I've raised my fees. So,
what are they now?
Well, I don't charge everybody the same damn fee, but I'll raise 10 up to 15.
Uh-huh. Okay.
On
okay.
some
Somebody's
clients.
Got birds.
So,
and you know what? I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I like it. Somebody's got their bird near the phone, and that's okay. Or Jerry's outside, I think. And maybe there's...
That's me. Outside. I'm enjoying the birds.
Okay.
He's
yeah.
got the partially reclined refiners.
Okay.
So 10 to 15.
Yeah.
10 to 15% on those. And, of course, unapologetically... you know, to anybody. It's working out well and I like it and I teach it a lot in my program as a starting point and exactly kind of where people should play around and then raise up their fees and scale up from there.
How do you raise your fee after you've been, you know, charging them 10%? How do you get up to the 15? What do you say?
You just find a different client, animal.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what's so damn hard about that?
No, you said to the guy on your group, you said 10% for the first placement as a door opener, right? So do you tell them up front, look, I'll give this to you for 10%, but, you know, if we continue to do business, it's going to be 15% in the future. Is that what you do?
Sure. I'm sure for a fact you've probably seen something in the group, I'm not even going to argue about it, where I've said to somebody, hey, yeah, go in with 10%. It's a possibility that you can get an entry fee and then raise that fee. But my prevailing teaching is that you should bust your door open at 10%, get yourself 20 grand or so and some confidence and learn a whole lot, make yourself 10 placements or so. And then, you make more money than that doing 10 placements. But then go to a different client and jump up to 15%. And I don't know why everybody thinks these clients are talking to each other all day long. They're not. Everybody comes into the group and they all crap on everyone like seagulls. And they're like, how the hell are you ever going to raise your fee if you ever do this or that or blah, 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 blah. And I don't know where these people get off thinking that it's like these, you know, it's the old days where everybody's talking about your name and everybody, you know, gets around. Nobody knows who the hell these independent recruiters are.
Okay, we got the point.
Nobody knows who
I got a complaint.
Hey. I was under the impression that the subject was raise your fee at that company that opened the door. not open your door with one company at a lower fee and then go to another company for a higher fee. I thought the subject was, okay, hey, we hired this guy with you for 10%. We're now going to move to our normal fee of 15% or 20%. So you're not suggesting that.
No.
You're saying
abandon
them.
Yep.
Wham, bam,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I don't mind.
You're harassing me.
No. That's not what he said in the group. On the group, he said what I said.
I know.
There's no embarrassment. Don't be ashamed about it. Don't harass me for reading your group. You know, I took the time to prepare
here.
For the show, okay? So say, you know what, Animal, that's one way, but really, here's what I mean. Just like you said, I respect what you just said, Ben, but you also told the guy something a little different, so I thought, you know, just like Jerry said, I wanted to know how you go back and say, look, I charged you 10% last time, but, you know, if we're going to do business in the future, it's going to be, you know, 15. I wondered if you handled that at the front end or if you waited till the second order came in and, you know, if you ran into problems with that.
Front end,
that's
for sure.
A fair question, okay? You answered it. You don't really endorse that. You mean make some capital and go somewhere else. Fine, I understand. But don't harass me for having done my research. That's not fair, okay? Making me feel bad for telling you what you said.
No, I'm not harassing you. I'm stating facts. I'm stating I know for a fact. Because I know from the last show, you found something in a YouTube video, and I said, I know you do your due diligence, and I know you found it, so I'm not going to, you know, wiggle around it. I know it's probably out there.
Okay,
so,
I'm always praising you, okay? I'm never trying to put you down, okay?
And I would too, Animal. How did you get to be in his group, and I'm not? why
here's
is that,
how,
Animal?
Jerry,
it sounds like his group
Jerry.
Is great.
Here's how, okay?
Yeah.
My guess is he came on the show and you were a little hard on him and he didn't want anymore. Okay?
Never. I'm the nice guy, man.
Yeah, you're a great guy.
You're
okay,
the dude that's
look,
rude to people, not me.
Yeah,
well, I tell you what it is. Guilt by association. That's
maybe.
What it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of people
yeah,
say
people
that.
Think yeah, that I'm rude to people and it's you. That's not
well,
me.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, people come and they meet me here and they tell me lots of people don't like you. They told me never to meet you. And I said, fine, don't meet
me. Yeah.
Okay.
I've had people tell me they want to kill you. So I win. I win again.
Okay. Now I'm going to give Ben something else he can deny. Okay. He said on the group in capital letters, he said, forget about SEO. Forget about SEO.
Yes.
Search engine optimization is to optimize the site so traffic flows through it, okay? But that's not what you want for recruiting. You want to tell us about that, Ben?
Yeah.
I agree.
To hell with it. To hell with it. Are you kidding me? This girl who was a new recruiter made a post, and she asked about, please help me. I'm having a bunch of trouble with my Wix website SEO. Can anybody help me out or whatever? All I saw was a billion whomever coming at her in the DM saying, oh, well, I can optimize your entire website for 500 or 800 or 1,000 or 1,500 bucks or this or that. And I put a stop to it right away on the post and said, you do not need SEO on your Wix website at all for any reason. And I don't
okay,
know
well, let me challenge you.
Call,
let
but.
Me challenge you, okay? If people don't know Ben, if I remember correctly, you had a job hunting group, and you had like thousands of members, and you realized that you could place those members yourself. So having a big database of low-level workers, or I don't know, unskilled laborers, or whatever, or semi-skilled.
General labor.
Yeah, that is a very valuable resource. So turning your website into something that ranks highly to attract these people when they do a Google search so they can send you their resumes or profiles for the database, that would be valuable for someone working that field, don't you think? It's not like
totally
Jerry
disagree.
Said when you're looking
no.
It's not like Jerry said when you're looking for someone with highly specialized skills and you have to go out searching for them. This is different. We'll go, what do you think?
Totally disagree. She doesn't have any of that. I had a Facebook group, which, by the way, I didn't bother with SEO whatsoever because the Facebook algorithm would grow my own group and bring the right people into it. And it's now a 5,000-person group. I don't even touch it anymore. But by the way, she has a Wix website. That's not a database. That has nothing to do with anything. She doesn't need anybody coming to that website to look at anything. The website for her is the online business card, okay? That's what it is. It's the business card online from 1985. It's just the business card online. It's not in that database. It's nothing where she needs to have people come find it or anything like that.
Okay, yeah, okay. You made your point. I'm moving on. I'm moving on.
Right.
I think you're wrong.
Right.
Let's disagree. You
think I'm wrong on that?
What?
Wow. All
no,
right.
You're wrong, animal. You're wrong.
No,
you're wrong.
Really, the bigger picture there with the SEO lady's question, it's she's too concerned with things that have nothing to do with going out and making a sale today, now.
Yep.
Correct.
It's oh, what should my logo be? And
correct.
I'm trying to come up with my company name, and my mom says it ought to be blah, 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 and I'm thinking about naming it after my kitten. But would people – you need to go get a job
statement.
And fill it.
Let me make one statement.
Yeah.
Animal is in alignment that girl, who's probably 23 or 24 or something, should pay someone, some skeezy on the internet, $1,000 to SEO her website up.
But now you raised
no
it to 1,000.
Reason.
It was 500 a minute ago. Michael G. Cox, were you trying to get in on this? I don't want to wake you up if you're busy working or something.
I don't think it really matters. SEO is something you can throw a lot of money at, and it's still not going to get you any clients.
It's not going to get
no,
you
No, but
crap.
It might get you,
SEO
might get you a bunch of candidates. Might get you a pipeline. Might get you a database
no,
to draw on.
No, heck no.
On my list goes to my website, you think he's automatically going to be so impressed by some website that he's just going to knock down my door, throw his resume through it, and say, I won't work with anybody else.
No, I'm not saying anybody else, okay? But anyway, let me move on. What's this gusto.com?
You want that girl to pay somebody $800.
Okay, first of all, Jerry should be on your butt about this girl, okay?
For what?
He doesn't,
he's
you know,
agreeing
you're saying,
with me.
This girl, we're going to get in trouble for that. Don't you know? Okay? She's not a girl.
She's a woman.
I've said.
Okay. She, all right.
Yeah,
she's
you're not really
woman,
allowed to
but
do
listen,
that.
Yeah, and you're not even allowed to say woman anymore, okay? She's
okay,
a person.
She's a professional.
She's a person.
A person.
She's a person.
Animal wants her to shell out $800 to $1,000 to some skis on the internet that's going to do some SEO, probably not going to do anything, actually, and just take her money from, probably from somewhere in God knows where. I could name a couple countries, but whatever.
Oh, there you
we'll
go with
on.
Your Trump shithole story, okay?
Don't say
we know that.
Shithole. Oh, here we
don't
go.
Don't say
okay.
Shithole.
All right.
Hey, would you let her show up at $800 to you for your trainer series?
Oh.
Well, it's a heck of a bit more, but yeah.
No answer. I'm just having fun. Birds are chirping.
Okay. I just want to mention the sponsors. Honeit, HONEIT.com, the online interview of technology. Hire Tool, HIRETUAL.com. That's the super duper sourcing tool. And PCRecruiter.net, the Swiss Army knife of recruiting software. You know, Chris Rivas, who listens to this show, he's in Japan. And he is an active member of the group, Six Figure Recruiters. And here's what he
sounds
says.
Sounds like a great group.
He says, I have in my contracts, it's a lot like yours, Jerry, your group, okay? I have in my contracts that if payment is received late, which means one day late, then the payback or refill clause is nullified. What do you think of that, Ben? He's pretty strict. That's one day over. You pay late, no guarantee. Do you like that? That tough tough
stuff. I agree with it. I've got some legacy clients that, you know, I don't really think I could pull that crap with. Some clients have done me real well, you know, and I wouldn't want to do it to them like that because I have replaced after the guarantee, so I couldn't do it to them. But for new clients, yeah, sure, heck yeah, why not?
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know, man.
If you've paid my fee, then I honor my word. I mean, it's just so. Would you rather have them pay you at day 60, and then you just tell them to screw off if the guy leaves at day 61?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even cash the check. I mean, one day late. That guy, he's making that up. He's never even had that happen. I'm tired of these theoretical tough guy bullshit scenarios.
But Jerry, I got to tell you.
You were one day late. No guarantee for you. Yeah.
But you know what? You got it in your contract.
That was a Japanese accent, wasn't it?
Hey, no.
Nobody's talking to Jerry. Who's speaking there? It's not Ben.
It's
who is it?
Hey, it's Rich.
Rich, go ahead.
Hey, Rich.
What's happening? Well, you got to have the terms in your contract.
Hey, Rich.
You can just,
yeah.
What's that? Can you hear me?
And I do.
Yeah, whether you uphold them
do.
Or not. A day late, who cares? But if it's like, you know, a month late, it's a whole other story. But you got to have the terms in there.
Mm-hmm. Rich,
you know,
got any got any questions or comments on the
my
stuff?
My terms
that
are anything
insane.
Short of never.
Everyone's
in got to be paid in 5 days
different.
Is just lame.
Yeah, I mean it's bad business to cut them off if they're a day or even 5-10 days late. But you know, as long as they tell you, hey, we're getting paid, you know, you do what you got to do for good companies.
Yep.
But you got to have for legal. You just have to have the language in there. Otherwise, companies will take advantage of you on the other end. So it's more of a protection. So
yeah. Yep.
Makes perfect sense.
Rich, any comments before we finish the show? You got the last word if
you
want.
No, man, it's been a good show. It's been a good
show.
You got to
say any
Ben's
critiques.
Ben's just got to get his fees up. Ben's just got to start getting
now,
his
now
fees
you
up.
Now, you do know that Rich is a founding member of the 8-figure recruiter club, right? He would be kicked out of my group, the 7-figure group, and let alone the 6-figure group.
Rich,
I mean,
there's
a heavyweight now.
Rich, I haven't seen you as active in the group, man. I miss you.
No, I've been busy. I've been busy trying to find new jobs like everyone else at this point. So
I figured.
It's okay. It's interesting times.
Animal, you got to get on the show like half an hour since Rich came on. Come on.
Ben Nader, NADER, 6-figure recruiter.com.